It's the Blue Jays Talk. Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance 1-888-666-0590. And the Blue Jays listing ship gets ever lighter. Rajay Davis now done for the season. He's leaving tomorrow for the birth of his child. And congratulations to the Davises. Kyle Drabek knocked out of this game. He takes a line drive off the right ankle. X-rays were negative. It's just a bone bruise, but we're not going to see Drabek pitching again in the final four games. And Adam Lind seemed to hurt his back sometime in this game. Maybe it was rounding second or heading into third in the fifth inning. But he did not look good the rest of the day and managed to stay in the game. But something's definitely up with Adam Lind. So we shall see what happens over the next four games. The Blue Jays are going to call somebody up to the team tomorrow in the absence of Davis and with Moises Sierra hurting with that ankle problem. Maybe Mike McCoy. I don't know who they're thinking of bringing in, but they might want to bring in two or three guys. The only problem is they don't have any position players on the 40-man roster who aren't here or hurt. And that kind of gets in the Blue Jays' way of adding players, because whoever they want to bring up, they're going to have to put somebody on the 60-day disabled list at least to add them to the 40-man roster. The good thing about that is that with only 4 days left in the season, you can put lots of guys on the 60-day disabled list, because you know, that kind of thing doesn't matter. You look down the list and AJ Jimenez is the only position player on the 40-man roster who's not here or on the DL, and he's hurt, so they're going to have to make some moves. But Edwin Encarnacion can be placed on the 60-day disabled list. Jose Bautista can be placed on the 60-day DL. Colby Rasmus can be placed on the 60-day DL. Kyle Drabek can be. Brett Cecil can be. So there are moves that the Blue Jays can make if they want to add position players not currently on the 40-man. We'll see, but it really is something. The amount of guys continually getting hurt on this team. We're Blue Jays talking it up to the top of the hour. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance. 1-888-666-0590. We're going to start with Rocky and Markham, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Rocky, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going with you?
All right, thank you. How's it going with you?
I'm all right. By the way, I was watching the Carlos Delgado game on the ESPN Classic today, so...
So was I. It was very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It was great for Blue Jays fans to reminisce the past, you know, so...
Yeah, not that that team was anywhere near the playoffs either,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
The reason I called, I remember I called you last time, but time was short because of the starting pitching. I was talking about, like, how the Jays need, like, a pitcher like Masahiro Tanaka or, like, a Chris Sale. I don't know if you remember it. Or...
Chris Sale, yeah, well, of course, they could use a guy like Chris Sale,
You said you're not sure if Tanaka should, if the Jays should go all in on Tanaka. The reason I say they should go in because like he has a good record in Japan, and not only that, he's healthy. And on top of that, you got to look at pitchers like what's his name, Darvish and Kuroda and Iwakuma. Those guys have been pitching a lot, as long if not longer than Tanaka, right? So.
Well, yeah, but if all you're doing is going off the fact that he's got great numbers in Japan and he's been healthy in Japan and other Japanese pitchers have been successful, that's not enough.
Right, but
that's just not enough.
Right, I understand that.
Right, so
that, however,
and the amount of money that it's going to cost to bring him over, and I understand, you know, money. Rogers has a lot of money and the Blue Jays spend a lot of money, but... you know, the fact that it's there doesn't mean it should be set on fire, right? Who knows if this guy is going to be worth... Yu Darvish is making $20 million a year, and Yu Darvish this year has been worth that, and he might be worth that going forward. He might not, but that's a ton of money. In order to bring Tanaka over here, you got to make him one of the highest-paid pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. And I think that's pretty risky.
Well, what they have to do is they have to put in a bid before they make a contract to Tanaka, right? So
yes.
Yeah, so either way, like, with the situation that Jays are in right now, like, because they have somewhat of a depleted farm system, and if you trade away one of the players, like, if they then there's going to be gaps they have to try to fill in, right? So it's going to be it's going to be one tough off season for Anthopoulos.
Oh no, nobody said it was going to be easy, but I mean, throwing $20+ million a year at Masahiro Tanaka may not be the answer.
It may not, but they have that. That's like one of the options that Jays should look into. I think that's why what's his name, Tanishin Lakava went to Japan to scout him.
Yeah, they went to Japan to look at Darvish too.
Right, but
and the Blue Jays bid was nowhere close to what the Rangers were offering.
Yep, but that's why they gotta take it as a risk, right? Like, you never know what will happen. Either the risk is worth it, or it's going to be a bust, right?
Right, so the question is, do you think the risk is going to be worth it? Because it seems like you're saying whether it's worth it or not, they should do it.
Well, I think they should go for it, but because, like, I think a lot of Jays fans are disappointed in the fact that they didn't end up going all out on Darvish, right? So I guess most Jays fans are, like, expect Anthopoulos to go after Tanaka, and, you know, that's what I think.
Okay, I don't think most Blue Jays fans have even heard of Tanaka, let alone thinking that Alex Anthopoulos should go all in on him. But, I mean, it's risk-benefit analysis, right? I mean, is this guy going to be worth the amount of money it's going to take to sign him? And I don't know. If the Blue Jays feel he is, they will go all in on him. If they don't, they won't. Tom is in Pickering. Tom, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hi, Mike. I've got an idea. I think we should go to the youth movement. I think this team basically is going to be another last place team next year, and I don't see why. Let's use Pilar, let's use Ghost and Sierra. Get rid of some of these older guys. Let's get some, you know, trades for some prospects, and let's sort of go back to square one. I just don't see with this pitching staff. We're not going anywhere next year, and I think we can build. You know, we've got some assets that we can get some young players, and I haven't minded Pilar. I haven't minded Ghost, and I haven't minded Sierra. And I mean, you know, we can finish in last with this group of young guys and get them some experience, as well as the old guys. If you know what I'm getting at, like, get some assets.
I know what you're getting at, but I think you're pulling the plug a little early, don't you?
No, really, because I kind of like what I see in Pilar and Ghost and Sierra, and I mean, they're not going to get the chance next year. And I just, with the pitches that we've got, I mean, you know yourself, like, we're not going to get, like, Matt Garthing ain't going to be coming here. Not going to come to a last place team. We're not going to be able to trade for anything that I think makes any real going to make any real difference.
Why not?
I just don't think we are. I just don't think we are. I think the team is what it is.
Well, but give me a reason as opposed to I don't think this is going to happen. So say I don't think we are because.
Well, I look at the evidence this year. I mean, we've been a terrible ball.
Yeah, but no. But I mean, you just said you don't. You said you don't think that they're going to trade for anything that would improve.
I don't think they'll be able to get enough pitching on the trade market. Like, everybody's
looking
for pitching. I don't think they're going to be able to get it. So
why
my
not?
Point is,
why not?
I just don't think they will.
You're killing me here. I appreciate your opinion, but your opinion should be based on some sort of something,
okay,
right?
What makes you think they're going to be able to get pitching on the trade market?
Why wouldn't they be able to get? They got pitching on the trade market last year. Why wouldn't they be able to get pitching on the trade market?
They gave up assets, young assets, to get pitching on the trade market.
Yeah, they have more young assets.
What I'm saying is, let's use some of our assets we've got this year and get some young prospects. We've got guys like Pilar, like Ghost. I mean, Ghost, he's not that bad. Sierra's not that bad. What I'm saying is, probably going to be in last place next year. Let's do with a young team we can build, get some prospects for our older guys. And then 2, 3, 4 years down the road, maybe we'll have something to look forward to. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, and I see why you think that, and why you're, frustrated by what's happened this year to the extent that you think that there's no bailing out of it with this group. But that's not going to happen.
I know, but like, you don't like guys like Pilar and goals that you're seeing from these guys?
Yeah, eventually, sure. Are they ready to play in the major leagues every day now? No.
Well, I know, but Mike, there has to be a time
when you say they're not that bad, you're right. They're not that bad.
Yeah.
And I think Pilar and Ghost are going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to be pretty good in 2014, and I don't think they're going to be better than what the Blue Jays have in front of them in 2014.
Even Gomes, like if we give him a year's experience, like I believe like next year we're another last place club.
Right, right. Tom, you're starting to... You're starting to repeat yourself.
Well, okay, but you know what I'm getting at.
But here's the thing. I do know what you're getting at, and I think, like I said before, I think it's quite premature. I think this is a team that has a lot of talent. I don't know why you want to cut bait on guys like Bautista and Encarnacion and Rasmus and Jose Reyes and people like that. There's no reason to believe that things are going to be this bad again.
Okay,
next
can I ask
year.
You one question?
Well,
if
you already asked me a bunch,
but
sure.
Next year.
Yeah.
The team is, you know, we're going down the same road of culture of losing, can't win game, whatever. At that point, would you start to sort of say, okay, this just ain't working. Let's change our strategy.
In the middle of July, sure.
Oh, middle of July? Okay, middle of July, whatever, okay.
Yeah.
Middle of July. Because I'm all for going to a youth movement. I really am.
I understand that. Believe me, you've said it six or seven times. I get it.
We'll give it to the middle of July next year. If it's not working, then at that point, start dumping some guys and try to go to a bit of a youth movement.
Well, I don't know about going to a bit of a youth movement, but trying to make some significant changes. I appreciate the call, Tom. I guarantee you they're not going to a youth movement. This was not a one-year or bust plan, as much as a lot of people seem to want to believe that. And again, I get frustration, I get disappointment, and I get that often leads to wide left turns in thinking, but there's no reason to believe, there honestly is no reason to believe that things are going to be this bad again next year. This was just awful. Paul in Toronto, listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Blue Jays lose at 9-5 to the Orioles. You're up on the Blue Jays talk.
Yeah, a quick question about the trade deadline that just passed.
Just passed?
The you know, the how like, you know, there's a July 31 trade deadline and there's an August 31 trade deadline?
Yes.
If that's the case, then why did New York get Brendan Ryan from Seattle for a player to be named later? I've seen September trades before.
Yeah, there are September trades. It's a weird thing to use the word deadline. You have to kind of expand the definition. There are no actual trade deadlines. Like, the Blue Jays can make a trade tomorrow if they wanted to. And, you know, they might to bring in an outfielder or something. The July 31st deadline is the non-waiver trade deadline, which is to say that after July 31st, you cannot make a trade without passing a player through recallable waivers.
Correct.
So change your July 31st deadline to July 31st non-waiver trade deadline. The August 31st deadline also is not a trade deadline, but it is the postseason eligibility deadline. You have to have a guy by August 31st in your organization in order to be able to use him in the playoffs. So had the Yankees made the playoffs, they wouldn't have been able to use Brendan Ryan. Just like the Blue Jays in 1991 traded for Dave Parker in September, but they couldn't use him in the playoffs because they got him after September 1st. So
that's why Baltimore probably tried to get Tim Waynes Jr. like 10 years ago, just to, so they could, like, you know, have the two son.
Yeah, exactly.
On Baltimore,
exactly. Just, and I thought last year the Blue Jays should have traded Omar Vizquel to the Indians for the last weekend of the season so he could finish up there, and because you know, they had no use for him here. But, yeah, so those trade deadlines aren't actual deadlines. It's a waiver deadline and a postseason eligibility deadline, but you can still make trades right up to the last day of the season.
I have one more quick question about TV rights.
I don't know if I'm able to answer that one, but go ahead.
Back in the 90s and everything, the Jays, like, you know, used to be, like, you know, every once in a while in the Joe Carter, Alamo, Glory years, they were on, like, you know, TSN. TSN would simulcast the ESPN feed. And they'd be on Sunday Night Baseball game of the week.
Very rarely. I don't know if they were ever. Yeah, very rarely were they Sunday Night game of the week. Because there's nothing for ESPN, nothing in it for ESPN to put the Blue Jays on nationally.
Right.
They lose half a home audience, right?
And that's probably why it hasn't happened since, you know, like 2000, because Sportsnet and TSN are rivals, and because of the fact that TSN, too, has the rights to ESPN on Sunday night.
No, that's not at all why. It hasn't happened because ESPN is not interested in broadcasting Blue Jays games. First of all, the Blue Jays haven't been a factor in a playoff race in 20 years, so they're kind of, unfortunately, irrelevant south of the border. But second of all, national television companies, I should really know the right word there, national television organizations in the United States, when they put a game on across the country, they're relying on two audiences along with the rest of the country, right? Two home audiences that they're getting ratings for. If they put the Blue Jays on, they don't get ratings for the people in Toronto who watch. So there's you know, they're losing a third or more of their audience because they're only drawing from one home team.
And that's why the Blue Jays are not on the Fox game of the week for Saturday afternoons either.
That is correct.
But, I mean, and obviously the only way for the Toronto Blue Jays to ever be on Fox television would be if they made the World Series, obviously.
Well, if they become a going concern and they start playing some important games and people are talking about them in the United States, then we might get to see them on a national broadcast just because they're a story. But until they're a story, no, absolutely, we're not going to see them on national TV in the U.S. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. And you know what? So what if they're not on national TV in the States? I don't know why that's so important to us as Canadians that we're recognized by the United States. It is kind of fun, though. Marco is in Barrie listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Marco, you're on the Blue Jays talk.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Still all right, Marco. Go ahead.
I've got a question about maybe next year. I know we have some issues with pitching, but I know I think Dickey's going to have a bounce back year, and Burley's just a beast. Yep. Do you think there's a possibility maybe going to a four-man rotation? Maybe it'd be easier to fill in maybe one more spot, maybe go after a Santana and maybe put Morrow in the fourth spot or somebody else battle out for that fourth position? Because I think that would be a good idea if we can't fill out maybe a five-man rotation.
It is a wonderful idea. It is. I love the idea of going to a four-man rotation, and I think that it's ludicrous that no teams are even thinking about it. Athletes are so much bigger and stronger and more durable now than they were 30, 40 years ago when guys were throwing 250 to 300 innings relatively regularly. But no, there is no chance that the Blue Jays will be going to a four-man rotation. None whatsoever.
I just find it ridiculous that they don't try, because
you can't just change it in one winter, right?
Yeah.
These guys, their whole lives have been conditioned to pitch every 5 days. Their entire professional careers and the Blue Jays baby pitchers from the time they get into the organization, at an exceptional level. The way they control their innings, the way they piggyback some guys, the way they just won't let them go out and throw because they want to make sure they're not going to get hurt. And unfortunately, and this is the case across baseball, nothing anybody does prevents people from getting hurt. And the way every team is doing it is not working, but they continue to do it the same way anyway.
See, the way I look at it, we've been getting hurt in a five-man rotation, so why not just try something else this time, don't understand.
I'm with you, but I mean, I think you have to do it from the time these guys are drafted, from the time they're in rookie ball or A-ball, you get them throwing every fourth day, and you get their arms conditioned, and if some guys get hurt, well, you know what, they were going to get hurt if they threw 15 innings in a month, and if they throw 60 innings in a month or 70. I don't know if it's quite that simple that they're going to get hurt either way, but they're not getting hurt doing things the way they're doing it now.
Yeah, I would just like to see it happen. I just don't think you can really predict when a guy's arm is going to fall off, you know? So
right.
I would just like to see it happen. I think
it's not
going to
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it's not going to happen.
All right, Mike, you have a good night.
All right, thank you. It would make things so much easier. You wouldn't have to worry about a fifth starter. You could have a long man or two in the bullpen in case your four starters break down or need breaks throughout the season. it's a great idea. And like I said off the top, humans in general, athletes in particular, are stronger and more durable now than they were when guys were throwing 300 innings. But, well, I'm just waiting for the first team to try it, because once one team tries it and it works, then everyone else will fall in line. But I don't think that's going to happen in the next decade or more. Blue Jays lose it 9-5 to the Baltimore Orioles. Four-hit games each for Munenori Kawasaki and Josh Tolley. One more road game to go. It is tomorrow night. We will set it up as we continue. It is the Honda Post Game Show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, I'm Mike Wilner. This is, well, was the Blue Jays talk, but now we're kind of wrapping things up. The Blue Jays fall 9-5 to the Orioles. Four hits each for Munenori Kawasaki and Josh Tolley, so that's kind of cool. But Esmiel Rogers gives up 6 runs on 8 hits over 4 1/3 innings, takes the loss to fall to 5-9. Kyle Drabek gets knocked out of the game with a bone bruise on his right ankle, and he's done for the year. Rajay Davis is done for the year. His wife's having a baby tomorrow, and Adam Lind appeared to tweak his back, but we haven't really heard anything about him. As far as the scores go out of town in the pennant race, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the New York Yankees 8-3, while the Cleveland Indians took care of the Chicago White Sox 7-2. The Yankees are eliminated from playoff consideration. The Texas Rangers beat the Houston Astros 7-3, so the Rangers remain one game behind the Indians, who are one game behind the Rays in the American League wildcard chase. The Kansas City Royals still have a bit of a pulse. They are down 4.5, and they're in Seattle. It's 0-0 in the bottom of the third. Over in the National League, the Cincinnati Reds lost 1-0 to the Mets. They are eliminated from NL Central contention, but they're still going to make it as a wild card. The Pittsburgh Pirates lost 4-2 to the Cubs. They maintain their one-game lead on the Reds for home field, and the Cardinals beat the Nationals 4-1 to reduce their number to clinch the Central to 1. Tigers can clinch the AL Central with a win, and they lead the Twins 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays and Orioles wrap up this series tomorrow night. We're on the air at 7 Eastern. Mark Burley making his final start of the season against righty Miguel Gonzalez. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Jack Morris, Tom Young, Brett Armstrong, and Gorm Brunt, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Baltimore.